Heavenly Father, we ask that you be gracious to each and every one of us. And I pray that your Holy Spirit going to fill the one who speak, the one who interpret, and those who hear what you have to say to us. And I pray, O Lord, that you not only open our ear that we can hear, and then hide your word within our heart so that we won't sin against you, and put what we learn into practice so that we receive power and grace from you. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In Acts chapter 24, I see the faithfulness of our Lord Jesus Christ.
24篇，我睇到主耶稣佢自己当中嘅信实。
Whatever is written in the scripture,
喺呢个经文记载嘅，
it will be fulfilled，
就会成就，
in the right time，
喺适当嘅时候得着成就。
The more we put what we learn into practice，
我哋学咗嘅嘢，我哋行出嚟嘅时候，
and the more we understand who God is，
我哋就明白神究竟系边一位。
And we will see him too， and we will experience his blessing，
我哋就嚟到去经历到佢自己嘅祝福。
And there are two kind of people in here in Acts chapter 24。
24章我哋睇到有两种嘅人。
One on the right side, one on the left side。
当然一个喺右边，一种喺左边。
One will go to heaven and one will go to hell。
一个会上到天堂，一个就会下到地狱。
Both of them are skilled in something。
两类嘅人，佢哋都对佢哋自己所做嘅嘢都系好有技巧嘅。
The one on the left side is skilled in flattery。
喺嗰个左边嘅系喜欢讲谄媚嘅说话。
The other on the right side is skilled in God's word。
喺右边嘅就对神嘅话语好有认识。
And God's work too。
同埋对神嘅工作都好明白。
Take a look at the two areas。
睇下呢两个嘅方面。
Job chapter 32, 21 to 22。
约伯记32章21至22节。
And what's the end result if you are skilled in flattery？
如果你睇下你喜欢讲呢啲嘅奉承谄媚嘅话，系有咩结局咧？
And God will deal with you。
神就会对付你了。
If you are skilled in God's word，
如果你对神的话语是很明白的话，
And what's the end result？
那又有什么结果呢？
And God will use you。
神会使用你。
Do you see a man? Proverbs 6, chapter 22, verse 29. Do you see a man? This man is poor. Do you see a man who is skilled in his work? He knows what he's talking about. He not only knows God's word, he knows God's will. I want you to write beside, skill in his word, because in Acts chapter 22, 14 to 15, the God of our forefather has chosen you so that you know God's will. And he is the one who knows God's will. He is the one who is skilled in his word. Do you see this man who is skilled in his work? And he knows God's word too. He knows the word of God. He will serve before king. He will not serve before obscure man. And he will be greatly used by God to glorify God.
喺呢个《使徒行传》22章，你睇到保罗，保罗佢系对神嘅话语系好有技巧、好明白神嘅心意，佢知道神嘅旨意，所以喺《使徒行传》22章14节至15节，我哋睇到一个对神话语有智慧嘅人，佢会喺君王面前嚟到服侍，佢唔会服侍一啲乖谬嘅人。
And on the left side，
喺左边，
the attorney hired by the high priest Ananias is skilled in flattery. And he is a Jewish people too.
在左边的我们看到这个阿拿尼亚，他就请了一个君王，他都是
请君王，即是 attorney 是律师嘛，
律师是一个的律师，咁然之后咧，佢就好识得讲呢啲嘅浅昧嘅说话。佢自己本身呢个律师都系一个犹太人。
Acts chapter 24 verse 1. 5 days later, the high priest Ananias went down to Caesarea with some of the elders and a lawyer, attorney named Tertullus, and they brought their charges against Paul before.The governor.
在第一节，过了五天，大祭司阿拿尼亚同几个长老和一个辩士帖土罗下来，向巡抚控告保罗。
Verse 2, when Paul was called in, Tertullus presented his case before Felix. Felix is the governor.
第二节，保罗被提了来，帖土罗就告他说，这个咧呢度讲到第二节呢、这个腓力斯，呢、这个腓力斯咧系一个巡抚。
We have enjoyed a long period of peace under you, and your foresight, this is flattery, okay? Your foresight has brought about.Reform in this nation, everywhere and in every way, most excellent Felix, we acknowledge this with profound gratitude. I want you to write it down, right beside verse 2 and verse 3. You write down Job 32.21 to 22.
在第三节那里讲到他们这里讲，他说腓力斯大人，我们因你得以大享太平，并且这一国的弊病，因着你的先见，他们这里讲到这个人的先见，这些就是浅昧的说话，得以更正了。我们随时随地满心感谢不尽。在这个第二节和第三节那里，你们写低约伯记32:21-22。
Elihu the young preacher saying to Job, I will show partiality to no one, nor will I flatter any man. For if I were skilled in flattery, my maker,My God, who created me, my creator, would soon take me away. You know what? If you understand God's word, you won't flatter people. The one who flatter people is to follow the way of this world. Brother and sister, when you study the scripture, you don't follow the way of this world. You follow the way of this world, and you will be destroyed. You follow God's way.
在这个第约伯记32:21-22那里，这个的后生的传道人他讲到，我必不看人的情面，也不奉承人，我不晓得奉承，若奉承，告我的主必快快除灭我。所以弟兄姊妹们，我们不要跟随这个世界的来到的脚中行，如果我们跟随世界的脚中行的时候，神就会毁灭我们。
The young preacher Elihu.Using 6 chapters from chapter 32 all the way to chapter 37.
这个后生的传道人以利户，他用了六章的圣经，就是32-37来去讲。
He is the man who is skilled in God's will, skilled in God's work, and skilled in God's word, and skilled in God's promises.
这个人他对于神的旨意，对于神的话语，对于神的工作，和对于神的应许是很有认识的。
When he spoke, Job remained silent.
当他讲话的时候，约伯都要留心的去听。
When he spoke, he gave time for Job to respond. And Job dare not respond and keep on listening.
当佢讲话嘅时候，佢都要俾时间嚟到俾约伯嚟到去消化，嚟到俾约伯嚟到去有回应。但系约伯听到嘅时候，佢都唔敢开口，佢只系静静嘅留心嘅去听。
Where's three friends of Job when they respond and Job argue back？
我哋又谂到约伯呢三个朋友。当他们开口的时候，约伯来到去有回应的时候，所以他们就变成是会有一个的辩论在里面了。
Job is a wise man.
约伯是一个聪明人。
He knows God's word. The moment you open your mouth, Job recognizes whether this is from God or this is for man.
约伯他知道神自己的话语心意，所以呢你一开口的时候，约伯就知道这些是从神而来的话，或者是只是从人而来的说话。
That's why in numerous times when three of his friends spoke to Job, Job said, what you say, I know it already. Nothing new. And didn't help me. But when Elihu spoke, Job listened. And I never heard of that. And that's great.And he keep on listening. After 6 chapter, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37. And then in chapter 38, God appeared to Job. God spoke to Job. And then Job see God. Brother and sister, if you flatter people, you causing people to stumble, and God say,I'm going to take away your life. Elihu did not flatter Job. And Paul did not flatter the governor Phoenix either. Take a look at what Paul said.
好像以利户这个呢约伯留心听以利户讲的说话他知道这些的说话呢他从来没听过他知道是出于神的。所以32至到37节他在当中留心的听38节他神就向约伯来到去显现神向约伯来到说话在那当中呢约伯就已经见到神了。所以弟兄姊妹们我们如果讲浅昧的说话我们会令人来到去跌倒。神就会来到去毁灭我们的生命。好像以利户他不懂讲浅昧人的说话，好像保罗呢他都不会去来到讲浅昧的说话来到对这个腓力斯大人。我们在24章就可以看见。
Take a look at Acts chapter 24 verse 10. When the governor Phoenix motioned for Paul to speak, Paul replied, I know that for a number of years,You have been a judge over this nation. So I'm gladly make my defense. Did he flatter anything? Did he flatter? No, he didn't. He just acknowledged that you have been judged for a few years. So I just present it to you. Okay? Just say the right thing.
在第十节我们看下巡抚点头叫保罗说话他就说我知道你在这国里断事多年所以我乐意为自己分数他都不懂得他都不会去讲这些浅昧的说话他只是讲出这个事实出来而已。
And where's the attorney, the Tertullus, saying that, we have enjoyed a long period of peace under you?And then your insight has brought about reform in this nation. Well, take a look at what Dr. Luke say regarding this Phoenix, okay?
而我们回到转头看到这个的律师这个的帖土罗他又怎么说呢他说腓力斯大人第三节我们因你得以大享太平并且这一脚一国的弊病因着你的先见得以更正了。我们看看呢路加医生他怎样来到再继续的记载。
In verse 26, at the same time, Phoenix was hoping that Paul would offer him a bribe. So he sent for him frequently and talked with him.
第二十六节，腓力斯又指望保罗送他银钱，所以屡次叫他来和他谈论。
So bribery will blinded the eyes of a judge? And how can he has any insight? And how can he bring any reform?
呢啲咁佢咁贪念嘅，佢已经令佢盲眼咗，佢又点可以对呢个嘅国家有所改革呢
？Verse 3, they flatter the phoenix, saying, "Everywhere and in every way, most excellent Phoenix, we acknowledge this with profound gratitude. If the phoenix asks for bribery." How can you flatter him like this? You understand? He's not a good judge. You know, he takes bribery and he's going to misjudge the case, okay?
所以我哋睇到，如果呢个嘅腓力斯佢咁想人哋去贿赂佢，佢咁贪钱嘅时候，佢又点会系一个好嘅审判者咧？佢因为贪钱嘅缘故，佢都已经被呢啲嘅钱遮蔽咗眼啦。
Did Paul give him money? No. Paul did not give him money.
保罗冇俾佢钱。
Paul gave him a message.
保罗俾佢一个信息。
Take a look at verse 24 all the way.To 25. Several days later, Phoenix came with his wife. His wife is a Jewish, Drusilla. He sent for Paul and listened to Paul as he spoke about faith in Christ Jesus. As Paul discoursed on righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, Phoenix.Was afraid and said, "That's enough for now. You may leave. When I find it convenient, I will send for you."
24-25节过了几天，腓力斯和他夫人犹太嘅女子土西拉一同来到，就叫了保罗来，听他讲论信基督耶稣的道。保罗讲论公义、节制和将来的审判，腓力斯甚觉恐惧，说：你暂且去吧，等我得便再叫你来。
I haven't, you people just hear the scripture. Daniel read in Chinese and Gabby read in English. You hear twice. What is the accusation and what is Paul's defense? I didn't mention it yet, but I just mentioned it to you, the consequences. You know what? Phoenix is not a stupid guy. After hearing the accusation, after hearing the defense, Phoenix not only want to hear more about what Paul has to say, he brings his wife.Just happened to be a Jewish people too. And to listen to what Paul has to say. Brother and sister, remember one thing. When you flatter people, they love you because you flatter him. But he won't listen to you. You understand? When it comes to counseling, he won't ask you for a wife because you lie. And yet, he comes frequently to Paul.And want to listen what Paul has to say about Jesus Christ. You understand what I'm trying to say?
So
don't ever think when you flatter people, you follow the way of this world, you'll be all right. You're not all right. You discredited yourself. People won't trust you. When they deal with you, they deal with you in arm's length.You understand? They won't come to you. Of course, he want to come to Paul for bribery. But he still want to listen to what Paul has to say. Is he afraid of what Paul has to say? He's so afraid. Because Paul talk about righteousness. Paul talk about self-control. Paul talk about what it really means to have faith in Jesus Christ. Not like all other preachers.Faith in Jesus Christ, you have to have self-control. Faith in Jesus Christ, you have to talk about righteousness. Okay? And he say, wow, that's enough. He can't take it, you know? He can't take it anymore, okay? He come back when they feel bad, okay?
我哋睇到呢度，佢哋嚟到去控告保罗，保罗佢咧佢又要为自己嚟到申辩。我哋睇到呢个腓力斯佢自己都唔系蠢人，所以当有人嚟到去向佢讲呢啲谄媚嘅说话嘅时候，我哋咧同人哋讲谄媚嘅说话嘅时候，就会将自己嗰个嘅信咧嚟到毁咗。好似呢个嘅腓力斯，佢听到保罗所讲嘅说话。佢驚唔驚呢？當然佢驚，因為點解呀？保羅佢講到公義嘅事，講到呢個嘅節制嘅事，講到信耶穌，在耶穌基督裏有信心嘅事。當我哋講到在主耶穌基督你要有信嘅時候，我哋就要講到呢個嘅節制，要講到公義。所以呢，呢個腓力斯大人佢唔會去聽其他嘅人講，佢反而呢要嚟到聽保羅嘅講。所以佢雖然保羅係講呢啲嘅話，佢都會帶埋佢嘅妻子嚟，究竟聽下保羅究竟有咩嘅真理嚟到去講。
In verse 4, but in order not to weary you further, the attorney say, I would request that you be kind enough to hear us briefly.
第四節，唯恐多說，呢個律師咧就咁講啦。他说唯恐多说你言繁琐，只求你宽容听我们说几句话。
Verse 5,
第五节，
We have found this man to be a troublemaker. The original language, the Chinese one is right, 是 one pest. We have found this man to be a pest.A pest, anyone who touches pest will be infected with disease and will die. How to deal with pest is to kill. Okay? So he found out that Paul is a pest. And NASB interpret as a pest. Chinese interpret as a pest. But NIV interpret as a troublemaker. It's okay. He's your troublemaker. Anyone you touch a troublemaker, you have trouble. Okay? Trouble not necessarily that. Okay? You have trouble. Okay? You're distressed. But pest is the original language. Okay? You don't touch pest, you know? He's a pest. Stirring up riot among the Jews all over the world.And he is a ringleader of the Nazarene sect. It's a cult, okay? And even try to desecrate the temple. So we seize him.
在第五节和第六节，我们看这个人如同瘟疫一般。这个中文圣经译得好了。他们真的原文是形容保罗是瘟疫，边个染到呢啲瘟疫咧就会有病，有病就会致死。所以咧英文译本咧佢译咗佢做一个搞事者，搞事者都其实都系可以合宜嘅，因为你黐着呢啲搞事者，你自己都惹麻烦上身吓。所以我们看这个人如同瘟疫一般，是鼓励普天下众犹太人生乱的，又是拿撒勒教党里的一个头目。连圣殿他也想要污秽。
When Paul heard this, Paul is not upset because he heard it before. It's not new to him. Okay.
保罗听到佢哋咁样嚟到去诬告佢嘅时候，保罗都唔会好嬲。点解咧？因为保罗以前都听过咁样嚟到话佢噶啦。
So Paul remained silent. He know the order of the court. When it's not your turn to speak, you're not supposed to speak. Okay? So he remained silent. I want you to write down right beside troublemaker, ringleader, stuff like that. And you write down 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Paul saying that.Through the good name and through the bad name, bad report, good report, chapter 6, verse 8. Through the bad report, through the good report, We commend ourselves before you.
呢度你哋喺嗰啲嘅瘟疫一般啊，拿撒勒教党嗰度咧，你哋写低哥林多后书六章八节，荣耀羞辱恶名美名，似乎是引诱人的，却是诚实的。
We commend before you as servant of God, as it is written in verse 4.
我哋系神自己嘅仆人，就好似喺第四节嚟到去记载。
You just read it, okay?
第四节，反倒在各样的事上表明自己是神的用人。就如在许多的忍耐、患难、穷乏、困苦。
So, the Tertullus, the attorney, gave him a bad name, saying that he's the troublemaker at past. And before Acts chapter 24, he has already written 1st and 2nd Corinthians already. He knows that. He gets all kinds of good names and bad names.That could prove himself to be the servants of God. Brother and sister, remember one thing. If you are truly the servant of God, you always have both names. Good name from good people, from those who understand God's word. Bad name from bad people, those who doesn't know God. You understand?And Jesus, at one point in time, has said, if everyone say that you are good without giving you a bad report, woe to you, because you are a false prophet. You understand? So, remember that. You commend yourself as servant of God through what? Through bad report and good report. I know a lot of Christians, they don't understand this God's word.They read it before, they don't understand it. When it happened to them, they feel so angry, feel so upset. That proved that you walk in step with God. Even Jesus himself had bad report. They say that Jesus was filled with the evil spirit through the power of the evil spirit to cast out evil spirit. You understand that? Who are you? You are a student. You don't have bad report. And you feel upset. Don't feel upset. Okay?Feel proud that you indeed are servants of God. This kind of thing you have to hide within your heart. Without this kind of God's word, you're going to stumble. Oh, if I say things like that and he give me a bad report, from this day on, I'm not going to preach the gospel. I'm going to say something that they like to hear. Then you're heading to destruction. Brother and sister, remember God's word and understand God's word. Prepare yourself to fight a good fight.You understand?
在这个保罗在这个使徒行传二十四章所发生之前，他已经写了哥林多前后书。我们这里看到保罗他提到，我们有美名，我们有恶名。当你要服侍神的时候，你两样的名都会有。认识神的人，他就会给你美名；不认识神话语的人，他就给你恶名。所以甚至是主耶稣他自己都曾经讲过，他说如果人家说你好，你就有祸了，因为你是一个假先知，你讲假的说话。所以弟兄姊妹们，我们要同神同行的时候，我们就会能够好像保罗说，我们就会受到这些逼迫，受到这些困难。主耶稣他都会被人家说他是被邪灵来到充满，以致他藉着邪灵来到赶出这些邪的邪灵。所以弟兄姊妹们，当人家讲你的时候，你不需要自己生气，你应该是因着主的名，你自己觉得是骄傲。你不要因为人家说你的时候你就跌倒，如果你跌倒的时候，你就连你就自己以致自己灭亡。
在各样的事上，在一些坏的事上，坏的名声、好的名声事上，你表明你自己是神的仆人。你不用 change 人家的 word, let them say what they say. and you keep on believing God and obey God, that is a proof that you are servants of God.
人哋要讲咩就讲咩，你唔需要嚟到去改变人哋所讲嘅说话。喺呢啲嘅事上，你就能够表明你自己系神嘅用人。
I'll give you one illustration. You remember the lady called Mary, Martha's younger sister, the elder sister of Nazareth. When she bought an expensive perfume and cracked the jar and anointed to Jesus, did all the 12 apostles rebuke her? Yes. Give her a bad name too. You should have used the money wisely instead of pour on the head of Jesus or on the feet of Jesus. You should have give alms to the poor, give aid, give help, you know, spend the money wisely, right? Brother and sister, we are all wicked. When we see people better than you, we don't like it. If you can remain silent and praise Him, you are filled with the Holy Spirit. I'll give you one illustration. In Galatians chapter 2, Apostle Peter was rebuked in front of all the elders, in front of even Barnabas. Barnabas is also an apostle. Rebuked. Apostle Paul, apostle of the Gentile, rebuked the apostle to the Jews, saying that he is a hypocrite. And yet, in 2 Peter, when Peter has the opportunity to write God's word, in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 16, he said, God give Paul, chapter 15 and 16, God give Paul special kind of wisdom so that he can write what he writes. Even Peter acknowledged the one who rebuked him in front of the prophet. Now he in front of the prophet, he said, Paul is right. When he spoke God's word. Do you see a man who is skilled in his work? He will serve before king. He will not serve before obscure men. In Proverbs chapter 22, verse 29.
所以記唔記得有一個嘅事情發生，就係瑪利亞。瑪利亞佢就係馬大同埋拉撒路佢嗰個嘅姊妹。佢買咗呢啲嘅香膏，佢甚至呢十二個嘅使徒，佢哋都嚟到話佢點解咁浪費啊？應該咧將呢啲錢嚟到奉獻咗俾嗰啲窮人。但係咧instead of 即係用咗呢啲嘅香膏擺喺主耶穌嘅腳上邊。所以弟兄姊妹们，我哋见到保罗佢系一个有智慧嘅人，甚至喺彼得喺彼得后书都佢都讲到神特别俾保罗有呢啲额外嘅智慧嚟到写呢啲嘅书信。所以保罗佢会喺君王面前嚟到服侍，佢唔会喺呢啲乖谬嘅人面前嚟到去服侍。箴言书二十二章二十八节。
We go back to Acts chapter 24, verse 5. We have found this man to be a troublemaker, stirring up riots among the Jews all over the world. He is a ringleader of the Nazarene sect and even tried to desecrate the temple. So we seize him.
第五节，我们看这个人如同瘟疫一般，是鼓动普天下众犹太人生乱的，又是拿撒勒教党里的一个头目。
Is he a troublemaker?
佢系咪搞事者啊
？No, he's not a troublemaker.
佢唔系搞事者。
He's a servant of God.
佢系神嘅仆人。
Sent by Jesus.
系。主耶稣差遣佢嚟
，to be the apostle to the Jews，
系成
为 ，I'm sorry， to the apostle to the Gentile，
系对呢啲外邦人成为一个嘅使徒。
proclaiming the good news to them.
是传讲神自己这个好消息。
He tried to save those who believe his message.
他要拯救这些人，这些人就是相信他自己信息的人。
Is he stirring up riot among the Jews all over the world?
他是不是要在全世界来到搅动这些事呢？
搅动生乱啊，是不是？是不是鼓动生乱啊？是不是？
生乱。
Is he stirring up riot? He's not stirring up riot. Right beside stirring up riot, you write down 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 to 15. For Christ's love compels us just like stirring me up, okay? In a good way. Because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died.
在哥林多后书五章十四十五节，原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
Verse 15. And he died for all. What's the reason why he died for all? Jesus died for all with one purpose in mind. And that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again.
他这里讲到十五节，并且他替众人死。为什么他要替众人死呢？只是有一个目的，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
Through his writing, what is he trying to do? Is he trying to stirring up riot among the Jews? Or is he trying to stirring up the reader?Mind and heart to love Jesus more.
他藉着保罗这些书信，他究竟想做什么呢？他是不是真的想使这些世界来到生乱搅乱呢？但是或者是他想这些读者的心来到去爱神爱主。
I want you to write beside this area. You write Hebrews chapter 10 verse 24. And let us consider howWe may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. When he talks about Christ's love compels us to love Christ, to live for Christ, not to stir up riot. So this accusation is wrong.
希伯来书十章几多节啊？
24节。基大人已经写了，已经可以看那里了。
又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行事。
So he's not stir up riot, right? He stir up good deed. He stir up love.
他不是在当中来到搞事，他想是搞好事，就是大家彼此相爱。
搞好事啊， OK?And is he a ringleader of the Nazarene sect?
他是不是拿撒勒教党的一个头目呢？
You know, this sounds like a bad name, but in fact, it is a good name. Because Paul didn't spend that much time in Jerusalem, and yet what Paul has done has already spread all over the world.Okay.
好似呢个名系一个唔好嘅名，其实都系谂起上嚟都系一个几好嘅名。谂起保罗佢都唔系喺由耶路撒冷嘅地方花咗好多嘅时间，但系佢所做嘅事已经系传到周围全个世界。
Right beside the ringleader, you write down Acts chapter 22, 14 to 15. He's chosen by God.
在这个的头目，这个的领袖那个的那里呢，你们圈住他，你写低22章14、15节，因为他是特别被神所拣选的。
And he is the one who knows God's will.
他知道神的话语。
And he is the one who has seen the righteous one.
他亦都是曾经见过那义者。
And he has also heard the word from his mouth.
他亦都是听过这个异者口中所出的声音。
And now he is preaching what he hears and what he sees.
他现在是为他所看见、所听见的来到作见证。
He is a faithful leader of Jesus Christ.
他是神自己一个的忠实的跟随者。
Sent by Jesus to be the apostle to the Gentiles.
被神主耶稣来到差遣，来到去到这些的外邦人当中。
His belief is not a Nazarene sect.
他不是只是信这个拿撒勒教党的东
西。He believed in Jesus Christ.
他是相信主耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ is a faithful servant of God.
主耶稣是神自己一个忠心的仆人。
Is the one and only one Son of God.
是神自己独一无二的儿子。
Sent by God.
被神所差遣。
God sent Jesus to this world, and Jesus sent Paul to this world to preach the gospel to us.
神差主耶稣，主耶稣就差保罗来到向我们传讲这个的信息。
And that is in fulfillment, as it is recorded in John chapter 17, verse 18.As the Father has sent me, now I send you, I send Paul.
在约翰福音十七章十八节，我怎样，你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。
And yet, the reason why they say he is the ringleader of Nazarene sect, right beside Nazarene sect, you write that in John 17, 18. That means they don't know that Jesus was sent by God, nor do they know Paul was sent by Jesus. And so that's why they go to hell.
在这个拿撒勒教党，你们写低约翰福音十七章十八节。如果这样讲的时候，很明显他们不知道主耶稣是被神所差遣，他们也都不知道保罗是被主耶稣所差遣。
I want you to write two portions of scripture. One portion on the left side, you write down Isaiah 42, 16 to 25. And then you write Isaiah 32 on the right side, 1to, let's say, 5, okay? Let's turn to Isaiah 42.
在右边你们写低以赛亚书32章1至5节，在左边你就写低以赛亚书42章16至25节。
Let's talk about Isaiah 42.
看下以赛亚42先。
42:18Not 16, 18 to 25, okay?
改了它是18至25节。
I read that to you. Hear, you dead, look, you blind, and see. Who is blind but my servant, and dead like the messenger I sent? Who is blind like the one committed to me, blind like the servants of the Lord? You have seen many things, but havepay no attention. Your ears are open, but you hear nothing. 18 to 20.
18至到20节，你们这耳聋的听吧，你们这眼瞎的看吧，使你们能看见。谁比我的仆人眼瞎呢？谁比我差遣的使者耳聋呢？谁瞎眼像那与我和好的？谁瞎眼像耶和华的仆人呢？你看见许多事却不领会，耳朵开通却不听见。
How can our life be changed from 42, 18 to 25 to 32, 1 to 5? How?
我们的生命怎可以由以赛亚书42章18至25节转咗去以赛亚书32章1至5节呢？怎样呢？
Blind cannot see, deaf cannot hear. And how can we change?
眼盲眼看不见，耳聋听不见。
From blind, now I can see.
盲眼而家睇见。
From deaf, now I can hear.
耳聋而家可以听见。
And how can it be changed?
点样可以变呢？
That has to have a process.
当中我哋梗系要有一个步骤啦。
The process is, first of all, we have to confess we are servant of the Lord. Secondly, we are messenger of the Lord.Thirdly, we have to confess that we are committed to the Lord. And yet, even though we are servant of the Lord, we committed to the Lord, we are sent by the Lord, yet we are blind, we are dead. You have to confess that. This is you. If you think that the Isaiah chapter 42 is not speaking to you, you are still blind and you are still dead. You have to confess before God that this is talking to you.Not talking to someone else. You understand? If you say that you are a Christian and that's not talking to you and you are still blind and you are still dead, okay? Unless you confess it that this is me and I don't want to be like that because that leads to destruction. Lord, have mercy on me. Then you'll be saved.
这个步骤是怎样呢？我们就是要来到承认我们的罪，我们跟神说我们是你的仆人，我们是你的差役，我们将我们的生命来到摆上。所以很多时候我们弟兄姊妹，如果我们没有这样来到去认罪的时候，我们仍然是眼盲，我们仍然是耳聋。很多时候我们以为这些的信息不是跟我们说的，是跟其他的人说。如果我们还没有来到去认我们的罪的时候，没有话给神听我们是眼盲耳聋的时候，我们就会去到这个的灭亡里面。
In the hymn book, there's a song called Amazing Grace. I was blind, but now I can see. You have to confess that you are blind. I mean, when you confess that you are blind, I'm not saying that when you are a non-believer. Of course, when you are a non-believer, you are so blind that you don't even know, okay? Because you won't hear God's word that you are blind, right? I'm saying that now you become Christian. Now you claim yourself to be servant of God.You claim that you are sent by God to preach the message. Now that you claim that you have committed to God, and yet you still don't know Him. Because you're blind, you don't pay attention to God's word. You say, no, I pay attention. No, you don't. If you pay attention, you won't be blind. Okay? You have to confess it. You have to know the consequences. You say, Lord, I don't like this. This is who I am. And I confess my sin. I ask you to help me.I don't want to be like this anymore. Then you gradually, your eyes will be open. Then your ear can hear. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? This word is speaking to us. God speaks to us through this word. Everybody say?
好似我哋有一个嘅诗歌，就系叫做奇异恩典。奇异恩典里边佢讲到，以前我哋系眼瞎，而家得看见。所以我唔系讲紧呢啲未信嘅人，未信嘅人佢当然系睇唔见啦，佢哋都唔能够明白神嘅话语，因为佢哋都未相信。但系我而家讲紧呢啲系我哋自己称为神自己仆人嘅人，我哋要求神嚟到去。开我们的眼睛，开我们的耳朵，我们要向神来到去认罪，去认我们自己的罪，求神来到去帮助我们，慢慢我们的眼就得看见，我们的耳就能够得听见。
Let's see what's the consequences if you are the servant of God, if you are the messenger of God, if you are the one who committed to God and yet you are blind and you are deaf. Let's see the consequences.
我们现在看看究竟有什么结果。如果你们自己说我们是神的仆人，我们是神的差役，我们是将生命来到摆上给神的，我们看看我们现在有什么 的结局。
Let's hear the consequences. Verse 22.
第22节我们看看有什么结果。
But this is a people plundered and looted, all of them trapped in pit, or hidden away in prison, and they have become plunder with no one to rescue them, and they have been made loot with no one to say, send them back.
第二十二节以赛亚书，但这百姓是被抢被夺的，在笼在坑中，隐藏在狱里，他们作掠物无人拯救，作掳物无人说交还。
When we are dead, when we are blind, we are under the bondage of sin, and we serve Satan, we are not serving God. We do the will of Satan, we are not doing the will of God. We are under prison. Okay?
当我哋眼盲，当我哋耳聋嘅时候，我哋系被撒旦嗰个嚟到捆绑，我哋系被撒旦嚟到掳掠咗。
Verse 23, which of you will listen to this or pay close attention in time to come? Who handed Jacob over to become loot and Israel to the plunderers? Was it not the Lord? Yes, it is the Lord. Against whom we have sinned. We have sinned against God, so that's why the Lord sent us to be plundered. For they would not follow God's way, and they did not obey God's law. Verse 25, so he poured out on them his burning anger, the violence of war. It enveloped them in flame, and yet they did not understand. It consumed them, but they did not take it to heart.
第二十三至到二十五节，你们中间谁肯执意听此？谁肯留心而听，以防将来呢？谁将雅各交出当作掳物，将以色列交给抢夺的呢？岂不是耶和华吗？就是我们所得罪的那位。他们不肯遵行他的道，也不听从他的训诲，所以他将猛烈的怒气和征战的勇力倾倒在以色列的身上，在他四围如火着起，他还不知道烧着他，他也不介意。
If we confess that we are Christian servant of God, and yet we do not acknowledge that we are dead and blind, the consequences is you're gonna lose your wealth, and you eventually you're gonna lose your life.
所以如果我哋话系基督徒，我哋又自称系我哋神嘅仆人。但是我们耳聋眼盲的时候，我们的结局是什么呢？我们会失去我们的财物，会失去我们的生命。
What is the reason why they are blind and they are deaf? The main reason I want you to circle it. Verse 20, they have paid no attention. Verse 23, when you pay close attention, then you turn around.Pay attention to God's word. Study that. You don't study it, your wealth accumulated all this year will lose suddenly. Eventually, you're going to lose your life too. You not only lose your wealth, you're going to lose your life.
在第二十三节那里，你们圈住谁肯留心？为什么我们没有留心啊？因为我们不认识神的话语，我们没有好好来到去读神的话语。这个结局就是什么呢？你就会将你这么多年来所累积的财富，你们就来到失去了。失去了之余，你迟些连你的生命都失去了。
When you lose your wealth, when you lose your life, some people, they don't understand God's word. They say, oh, I bang Satan. No, you don't bang Satan. Because this thing is from the Lord in verse 24. Was this not the Lord against whom we have sinned? This disaster is come from the Lord. You don't bang Satan. You turn around and repent, hoping that you can hear, hoping that you can see. You pay attention. You understand? This is the discipline.This is the discipline. You write beside verse 24, you write that Proverbs. Chapter 3, 11 to 12. He loves you. That's why he disciplined you. He loved you. That's why he rebuilt you. That's why he take away your wealth first, and then later on you don't turn around, he can take away your life. You don't bang Satan. You understand? You turn around, you repent.
所以好多弟兄姊妹，我哋遇到失去我哋嘅财物，失去我哋嘅生命嘅时候，你就话 OK 捆绑那撒旦嘅作为。其实我哋当我哋睇翻二十四节，呢、这个唔系撒旦嘅作为，呢、这个系神嘅作为。神呢度第二十四节佢话，就是我们所得罪的那位，呢啲嘅事情系全部出于神。喺箴言书三章十一十二节，佢话我儿，你不可轻看耶和华嘅管教，也不可厌烦佢嘅责备，因为呢啲嘢全然系出于神。我哋要点样呢？我哋就要悔改回转。
What did the verse 12 say？
第十二节讲咩啊？因为耶和华所爱的，他必责备，正如父亲责备所喜爱的儿子。
It's better to lose the wealththan to lose the life. But when you lose the wealth and you don't turn around, eventually you're going to lose your life.
如果你失去的财物的时候比失去你的生命好，为什么呢？因为你失去财物的时候，你可以悔改回转，你就得着你的生命。但是如果不是，你继续失去财物，你更加会失去你的生命。
You know what? I want you to write it down. In Acts chapter 7 and chapter 8, Paul was blind, Paul was dead. But now, in Acts chapter 9, now Paul can see. Acts chapter 4, now Paul can see. Why? Because he paid attention to God's word. How did he pay attention to God's word? In Acts chapter 9, when he was blinded, he fasted. He thinking through what he has done all this year. How come he lost his sight?He thought he's serving God. He thought he committed to God. He thought that he's the messenger of God. He thought that he's doing God's word. And God said, no, you're not doing God's word. You kicked me. You tried to destroy me. You tried to destroy the church. Right? Then he turned around. He was blind, but now he can see. Do you know why a lot of Christians are like that? They think they are safe.But they are not saved. Okay? Because they don't confess before God in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 18. 18 to 22. I am the one who don't pay attention to your word. I don't understand what you're trying to say to me. And I do my own thing. Until I'm disciplined by you, then I turn around. Does it make sense? Okay?
在《使徒行传》七至到八节的时候，保罗那段时是盲眼了，直至到他第九章的时候，他就真的盲眼了，但是他就留心去思考神。他就在当中有几日，他来到去禁食，他思想，他觉得他自己不嬲是做神的工作，为什么神反而主耶稣反而用脚来到踢他呢？让他，所以最终他就让他能够看见他自己知道主耶稣在当中来到去向他显现。所以弟兄姊妹们回去转头在以赛亚书四十二章十八至二十节的时候，我们就是要来到去有这个被神管教。
Now go back to Isaiah chapter 32, verse 1. See, I want you to circle the word see.See, a king will reign in righteousness. When Paul, I want you to write it down, right beside see, I want you to write it down, Acts chapter 22, verse 14 to 15. When the Lord Jesus Christ is the King of kings, Lord of lords, so favoritesome,to his servant Saul, later on become Paul. When Saul see the king reign in righteousness, did he see the righteous one? He's the king, reign in righteousness. When he see that, verse 3, then the eyes of Paul, who see, will no longer be closed. We no longer be closed, that means we no longer be blinded. The ear of Paul who hear the voice from the Lord in Acts chapter 22, 14 to 15. The ear of Paul who hear will listen. He listened very carefully so that he can understand God's will. He pay attention. You understand? He pay close attention to God's word. And now he's preaching God's word. He's skilled in his work. He's skilled in God's word. He know what he's talking about. That's why he will not serve before obscure men. He served before king. He served before governor. He tell the governor what he should do. Do you understand what I'm trying to say now?
所以弟兄姊妹们，我哋要留心而去听，我哋要肯留心而听嘅时候，喺翻去以赛亚书32章第三节，那能看的人眼不再昏迷，即系咧佢唔系再眼蒙噶啦，佢唔会系再眼盲咗，佢得以看见；能听的人已必得听闻，佢又要听嘅时候，佢又可以能够听见。所以好似保罗咁，佢唔会喺呢啲怪谬嘅人面前嚟到服侍，佢要服侍君王。
Follow up to me. Our life has to be changed from Isaiah 42 back to Isaiah 32. Follow up to me. Our life has to be changed or transformed from Isaiah 42 to Isaiah 32.So that we won't lose our wealth, nor we will lose our life. We will not lose it, we can accumulate for the kingdom of God. And we have abundant life. Does it make sense? I think it makes sense, right?
弟兄姊妹们，我们要从以赛亚书42章的身份变到去以赛亚书32章。我们这样做的时候，我们就不会失去我们的财物，不会失去我们的生命，我们反而为主耶稣基督的名来到积载财宝在神的国里面，得着更丰盛的生命。
What's the key word? Pay attention to God's word. Pay close attention to God's word. When did Paul pay attention to God's word? When he was blinded. He said, I thought I served God. Now I'm destroying God's word. What should I do?You understand? That's good. Brother and sister, do you know that a lot of Christians nowadays, they claim to be Christian, but they are not. When they see Jesus Christ is going to say, away from me, you evildoer, I don't even know you, for you don't know me. You understand? If you close your ear, close your eyes, how can you know him?You just listen to sermon, you don't even study it at home. How do you know that preacher saying what God say? You understand? Brother and sister, save yourself. You have to save yourself, okay? No one can help you for that. Pay attention to God's word. Please close attention to God's word. This is your world. You have to do it, okay?
好似喺当中，我哋要有呢个嘅窍门，有咩窍门呢？就系以赛亚书42章第23节嗰度，叫做肯留心。我哋要留心，我哋要去查考神嘅话语。好似如果弟兄姊妹们，好似你哋话我哋认识神，但系当将来我哋面对面，主耶稣话我唔认识你，你自己又恶又懒嘅人。所以我们要认识神，我们要在屋企来到读圣经，如果不是当个传道者向我们传道的时候，我们都不知道他讲的东西是真是否是不真。
I give you one illustration. Matthew chapter 22 talk about the wedding supper of the Lamb. Matthew chapter 25 talking about the wedding supper of the Lamb. And God, Jesus Christ, sent his servant to invite all the Christians to attend the wedding supper of the Lamb. They say, oh, I just bought a brand new car. Oh, I just bought a new apartment. Oh, I just bought this. I have no time for this. Is he deaf? Is he blind? Can he go to heaven? No, he cannot, okay? Come on, give me a break, man. Give me a break, okay? 以前有一个姊妹参加这个教会，同我星期三嚟查经，我将佢圣经解释俾佢听，佢话呢啲圣经唔系同我哋讲，佢傻噶佢，明白吗？ Matthew chapter 22 speaking to me, Matthew chapter 25 speaking to me, Isaiah 32 speaking to me, Isaiah 42 speaking to me, right? 傻噶有啲人啊，睇圣经，佢唔知道系同佢讲嘢啊。OK， 听到佢听唔到啊 ，right？ 佢傻噶，啊佢去咗去翻浸会，系咪傻嘅？你真系，你睇到啊，你听到，你要救你自己家人，我话俾你听。我哋唔好做傻人啊 ！Listen to me， do not be the ignorant people。You know what Paul say？If he is ignorant of my teaching, let him be ignored. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 38. No, let God ignore you. If God ignore you, you are dead. 中文翻译得唔系好清楚啊！啊，若果佢唔知道就。由他不知吧。如果他无知啊 ，let him be ignored. Ignored by who? Ignored by man is okay, but ignored by God, you are in deep trouble, right? God said, I don't know you. 呢啲圣经啊，你背咗去啊，你背咗圣经，你惊嘅。你唔背圣经，你唔惊，你唔知道危险，即系调翻转。你冇医学常识。哦，点解咁残忍啊？有沙士，呢个系父亲嚟嘅，你要照顾佢啫。点解戴晒面具啫？你救唔到自己，你点救你爸爸妈妈？明白吗？唔好无知啊！你救咗自己先啊！坐飞机啊，知唔知道？如果唔够氧气，个氧气个嘢会落嚟，你带咗自己带咗先，然后先帮你隔离嗰个人。Save yourself first, brother and sister. You know when do I start understanding God's word? I pay attention to what He has to say. I memorize it. And then I study this portion of scripture and compare another portion. I find out they all speak the same thing. We are blind, we are deaf. And we refuse to listen.We feel upset, say, oh, I can see you see. Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Right? They ignore Paul at that time. In the same way that they ignore those Christians, ignore those preachers who tell you the truth. But those who flatter you, you say, oh, I like that. Every Sunday I go there. You understand? To deceive yourself. It's really, 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 this is the greatest deception. Okay? It happened in those days, it happened now also. Okay? You have to see, if you don't see that, your life still remains the same. You have to confess that, and then say, Lord, I don't want to be like this anymore. So help me God, change my life. Okay?
弟兄姊妹想要救人的时候，我们首先要救自己。我几时的生命有改变呢？就是当我开始留心，好像在以赛亚书那里，我开始留心，我开始去背圣经，我开始将这些经文去比较下的时候，我就明白我不是再是一个硬马，我不是一个耳聋的人。很多弟兄姊妹不想去听，他们又不想听保罗的劝诫，他们又不想听这些传道人的劝诫，他们只是喜欢听浅美的说话。 以前又有，現今又有。我話呢個咧，真係世界上最大嘅迷惑。
Verse six, they accuse him and say, "Oh, this Paul even tried to desecrate the temple." I want you to write beside desecrate the temple. No, Paul will not be stupid enough to desecrate the temple because Paul knows that. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 to 17, Paul said that, "Don't you know that your body is the temple of God? Anyone who desecrates the temple, anyone who destroys the temple, the Lord says, I will destroy you." Paul is not going to be foolish enough to desecrate the temple. You understand? He's not a stupid guy. He's a wise man. Okay?
在这里第六节他讲到他们诬告保罗，他说连圣殿保罗也想要污秽。保罗怎么会来到去污秽这个圣殿呢？在哥林多前书三章十六节，岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？所以保罗他是一个聪明人，他不是一个愚拙人，他不会来到去污秽这个圣殿。
十七节呢？ What did he say? If anyone destroy God's temple,by desecration, God will destroy him, for God's temple is sacred. You don't desecrate, okay? For God's temple is sacred, and you are that temple.
若有人
毁坏 Paul built up the temple of God. He built up your life. He helped you to live a holy life, to live a life that obeys God's word, to know Him. He's not desecrate the temple. He makes your body pure.
第十七节，若有人毁坏神的殿，神必要毁坏那人，因为神的殿是圣的，这殿就是你们。保罗不会去毁坏这个圣殿，他帮助我们弟兄姊妹去过一个的圣洁的生活，来到去建立我们的肢体。
And then in verse 8, the NIV and Chinese one, they don't have the verse 7. I want to read the latter portion of verse 6 and verse 7. The English one, you read the footnotes, okay? Now, let me continue, okay? The latter part of verse 6, he is the ringleader of the Nazarene sect and even tried to desecrate the temple, so we seized him and wanted to judge him.According to the law. If you judge Paul according to the law, Paul is vindicated by God. He's a righteous servant of God. Okay? And then in verse 7, but the commander, Lysias, the name of the commander is Lysias, come and with the use of muchforce, snatch Paul from our hand and order his accuser to come before you. By examining him, in verse 8, you yourself will be able to learn the truth about all these charges we are bringing against him.
在这里我们看埋那些细节，第六节他说这里呢，他们说要按我们的律法来到去审问。跟着第七节他说，不料千夫长吕西亚前来，甚是强横，从我们手中把他夺去，吩咐告他的人到你这里来。
Why would Lysia using the much force to snatch Paulfrom their hand, because they try to kill him. They are the one who use force, right?
在这里他讲到这个千夫长吕西亚，他怎样啊？他是用很大力想从从他们的手中将保罗来到拉出来。他们用很大的力，他们想怎样呢？他们其实想杀了保罗。
Verse 9. The Jews joined in the accusationasserted that these things were true. You know what? When the pastor says something, a lot of Christians, they don't study the Bible themselves. They can agree with what the pastor says, but they don't study. Do you agree with that? It happened in those days. Tertullus, the attorney, saying that The high priest saying that, and all the followers say the same thing. Right? They don't study. They don't challenge him. Why are you saying what you say? We can't judge people against the law. What Paul has done, he's doing God's will. Right? If he done something against the law, which law, which part of the law that he violated the law? Spell it out. He did, right? He just made the accusation. No proof of that. Don't do things like that, man. Brother and sister, whatever you say, you have to prove it yourself. You pay close attention. You search the Bible. Then you give proof. Don't just say what you like to say. You understand? Don't follow that. That leads to destruction, brother and sister. Listen to me carefully. Whatever you say, you pay close attention. Whatever I say, I pointed to you what the Bible says. I'm not saying that you believe in me. Never believe in anyone. Give me the basis of my belief. Where does it come from? Tell me that. And I'm going to study it myself. All right? Is it fair? I think that's fair. So, brother and sister, now that you try to preach God's word, don't give your opinion, please. Whatever your opinion, follow the pattern of Paul as it is written in the scripture. Just like I say, there are two kinds of people. One people who skill in certain things, lead to destruction, that is flattery. One is skilled in God's word too, that leads to what? Other people to be saved. He's not agitated. He's not agitating you to have a riot. He agitates you to love God, to have good deeds. You understand what I'm trying to say? Prove it. Don't just say, oh, this is what I believe, this is what I think. Hey, your word is not important. Your word has to be backed up by what Paul say, what Peter say, what the other prophets say. Okay? If you don't find it, don't say it. Word it like this, you're going to make a mistake. You're going to make a fool of yourself. You understand? All this word, when Jesus say, Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, man does not live on bread alone, but on the very word that comes from the mouth of God. Where does it come from? Come from Deuteronomy. He pointed it to you. Go back to the word of God. He don't say his opinion. That's why Jesus say, what I say is what God say. What I did is what God want me to do. Right? Don't be a proud man. When you preach, preach based upon God's word. Prove it. Let other people can see that. If you take the word out of context, people will see that. Because you show the proof is the wrong proof. Is that right? Is that good? This is a good way, right? I follow what Paul have done, okay? I follow Matthew too. Matthew do the same thing. Every time when he say things that you never heard before, oh, he say, as it is written. Oh, just like what Isaiah has said, just like what Ezekiel has said, just like what Jeremiah has said. That you don't believe in me, it's okay. You don't believe in Jeremiah, you're in deep trouble because he's speaking God's word. But does it make sense? It makes sense, okay?
好似呢个嘅律师呢啲嘅大祭司，佢哋讲嘅嘢，佢哋讲咗之后都有一班嘅跟随者。好似喺第十节佢讲话，第九节佢哋讲话，事情诚然系这样。所以好多时我哋讲嘅嘢，我哋都唔知道。好似甚至有啲嘅传道人，佢讲嘅道，弟兄姊妹都冇翻去查考嘅时候，佢哋就以为牧师讲嘅道系啱嘅。好，但系保罗佢一开口讲嘅时候，佢就成日都话经如经上记着说，我哋主耶稣喺马太福音四章四节，佢受试探嘅时候，佢都系话如经上所说，我们活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出嘅一切话。主耶稣讲呢啲嘢系四章四节喺边度出嚟噶？系生命记嗰度讲嘅。所以我哋要学校保罗，牧师都要学校保罗，因为保罗每次讲说话嘅时候，佢都系讲话如经上记着说，唔系话我哋随便咁样乱噏无谓咁样。甚至保罗佢讲嘅说话，人哋以为佢系使到普天下嚟到生乱，其实保罗唔系叫普天下嚟到生乱，佢只系讲嘅说话叫弟兄姊妹嚟到更爱神啫。
Verse 10, when the governor Phoenix motioned for Paul to speak, Paul replied, I know that for a number of years you have been a judge over this nation. So I gladly make my defense. You can easily verify that no more than 12 days ago, I went up to Jerusalem to worship. 12 days ago, if you minus the 5 days, 24 verse 1, 12 days minus 5 days is
7 days.
That means he stayed in Caesarea 7 days for this trial. Okay? He said, my accuser did not find any arguing, did not find me arguing with anyone at the temple or stirring up a crowd in the synagogue or in anywhere in the city. Not in the city, not in the synagogue, not in the temple. That is nonsense. Okay? Because I only be there 5 days. Okay? And verse 13, and they cannot prove. If you accuse anybody anything, you have to have a proof. If you preach God's word, give me a proof. Don't give me your opinion. You give me a proof so that I know your opinion is God's opinion. Okay? And they cannot prove to you the charges they are now making against me. Could you read that 10 to 13?
10-13节。巡抚点头叫保罗说话，他就说：我知道你在这国里断事多年，所以我乐意为自己分数。你查问就可以知道，我从上耶路撒冷礼拜到今日，不过有12天。牧师就话呢度减咗嗰5日咧，佢其实喺7日咧喺凯撒利亚呢个地方。他们并没有看见我在殿里，或是在会堂里，或是在城里和人辩论，耸动众人。他们现在所告我的事，并不能对你证实了。
Verse 14. However, I admit that I worship the God of our father as a follower of the way, which they call a sect. I believe.Everything that agreed with the law, and that is written in the prophet. And I have the same hope in God as this man, that there will be a resurrection of both the righteous and the wicked. So I strive always to keep my conscience clear before God and man.
跟住第14节，但有一件事我向你承认，就是他们所称为异端的道，我正按着那道侍奉我祖宗的神，又信合乎律法的和先知书上一切所记载的，并且靠着神盼望死人无论善恶都要复活，就是他们自己也有这个盼望。
24:14Paul say, I worship the God of our Father. In NIV, worship. In Chinese, serve. I serve the God of our Father. How do we serve God? How do we worship God? Listen to me, Paul say. If you are not the follower of the way, you are not serving God. You are not worshiping. You are not worshiping God. Now listen to me carefully, okay? A lot of people say, I serve God.Okay? You say you serve God. But if God says you're not serving God, then you're in deep trouble, right? Then you're wasting your time. How do I serve God? Serve God as a follower of the way. In other words, if I don't follow His way, I'm not serving God. Oh, you say, Pastor John, every Sunday I go to the church to worship God. If you worship God not following His way, you're not worshiping God.That is why some people say in Matthew chapter 7, verse 22 to 23, oh, didn't I prophesy in your name? Didn't I cast out demons in your name? Didn't I perform miracle in your name? God say, I don't know you. You're not serving me. The key word is follower. Followers of His way. I want you to write down right beside the follower of his way, you write down. Then you understand how important it is. What comes first? Matthew 16:16 comes first. Matthew 16:16, confess and believe that Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is the Son of the Almighty God. If you believe in that, you are saved. But after that, Matthew 16:24-25, you have to carry the cross and follow him. If you don't carry the cross and follow him, you destroy your life. Anyone try to save his own life will destroy. Anyone try to lose his life by following Jesus, you gain the life. You have the life. So, follower of his way, right beside that, you write down 16:16 and 16:24-25. One come first, one come after. They are hand in hand. You cannot say, oh no, I just only want the 16:16. Forget about 16:24-25. If you forget about 16:24 and 25, brother and sister, let me tell you, you are not worshiping God. You are not serving God. You know what? Paul's sermon, you better listen. Because he is so filled with the Holy Spirit. He tells us what is the right way. Now, listen to me very carefully. I want you to write beside follower of his way. You write down John 14:6. Jesus Christ said, I am the what? I am the way. I am the truth. I am the light. No one comes to the Father except through that way. You're not through that way? You think you are saved? Come on. You know what? You know why you think you are saved? Because you memorize some Bible verses. You don't memorize the other portion of the Bible verses. You don't even understand God's word. You are blind. You are dead. Don't do that. Right? The more you memorize it, the more you fear God. I thought I know him. Now I thought I don't know him. I got to grow. I got to grow up. He is the way. I got to be the follower of his way. By doing so, then I serve God. By doing so, then I worship God. By doing so, then you write down 1 Corinthians 15:58. My dear brother, write that down. 1 Corinthians 15:58. My dear brother, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord. What is the work of the Lord? His way. Doing it his way, not your way. Because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Your labor in yourself, you do in your own way, is in vain. Because he said that he didn't know you. You're not serving me. You're not worshiping God. Do I make myself clear? Follower of his way is very, very important. Okay?
使徒行传第十四节24章24节嗰度讲到，英文佢讲到保罗话我系敬拜神，但系中文我哋译做系侍奉。喺第十四节佢话我正按着那道侍奉我祖宗的神。我哋如果系神佢自己嘅跟从者嘅时候，我哋服侍神嘅时候就系敬拜神。在马太福音第十六节他那里讲到西门彼得回答说你是基督是永生神的儿子所以我们以为我们信了基督是永生神的儿子就够了其实这个是第一步跟着在第16章24、25节那里讲到于是耶稣对门徒说若有人要跟从我就当舍己背起他的十字架来跟从我因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命凡为我丧掉生命的必得着生命所以我们跟随了耶稣我们信了神信了耶稣是神的儿子的时候第二步我们就要成为他的跟随者跟住亦都在约翰福音14章第6节那里讲到 耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不藉着我，没有人能到父那里去。当我们去敬拜神、服侍神的时候，保罗亦都在哥林多前书15:58那里讲到，所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力多作主工。咩是主工啊？是神要我们作的工，不是我们自己想行的那个路。因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
Because this is so important, I want to say in a different way, I want that to sink into your mind.Okay?
因为是这么重要的时候，我想用另外一个方法来到去再一次解释给你听，以致你们能够记得住。
I want you to write it down. Matthew 16:16, Matthew 16:24-25 is the explanation of Matthew 7, Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, all the way to 27.
在这个马太16:16是很重要，还有马太16:24-25，那你就写低马太7:21-27那里。
Not everyone who call me Lord, Lord. Not everyone who call me Christ, Christ, call me Son of God, can enter the kingdom of God. Only those who do the will of the Father.Do you know who knows the will of the Father? Do you know who knows the will of the Father according to Acts chapter 22? Verse 14-15, who knows the will of the Father? Paul knows the will of the Father. Do you know who has seen the righteous one? Paul. Do you know who has heard the word from his mouth? Paul. And he tells us that the follower of his way is a true worshiper.Is a true servant of God. Take a look at Matthew chapter 7, 22 and 24, you write that down. False servant of God, not a true servant of God. They serve God, but they're not following God. You understand? They do their own thing. Do they preach? Yes, they preach. For sure they preach. Do they cast out demons? Yes, they do. But they are not followers of His way.They do his own way. Now I prove it to you. Okay? Read that. Come on. Come down. I read in Chinese to you. 21节，凡称呼耶稣为主、为基督、为神的儿子是不够的。这些人不是个个都能够进到神的国，唯独遵行天父旨意的人才能进去。天父旨意就是什么？就叫你遵行他的道。除了马太16:16，仲要乜嘢啊？24-25，你写低佢啦，咁你就 understand 噶啦。依家你睇 Matthew chapter 7嗰时候，你到睇 Matthew chapter 16，你忘记啦。22节，当那日必定有许多人对我说：主啊，主啊，我唔系奉你嘅名传道吗？奉你名传道系咪即系侍奉神啊？主啊，我不是奉你的名赶鬼吗？奉你的名行许多异能吗？他不是侍奉神咩？他侍奉神啫，他觉得 ，right？ 主耶稣点讲？23节，我就明明的告诉他们说，我从来不认识你，因为你都不认识我，因为呢啲人冇遵行天父旨意先能够进去啫。讲来讲去就是他承认主名，但是冇遵行天父旨意。What is 天父旨意？天父旨意就是背十字架，朋友。Follower of the way. Does it make sense? The way, that's the way of Jesus. 耶稣的道路是什么道路啊？十字架道路嘛。你不传这样东西，你传其他的。我不知道你传着什么东西。很多人传 Do they preach? They preach, but they're not preaching the gospel.They're not preaching the power, the wisdom of God. You understand? 耶稣说我从来不认识你们。其实耶稣什么都个个都认识，耶稣怎会不认识你呢？即是说你不认识我啊。你们这些作恶是什么意思啊？写下去啊。作恶就是 they don't do the will of the Father. Is that what it really means? 作恶嘅 ，they don't do the will of the Father， right？ 离开我去吧，呢啲人系离开神嘅。You don't do the will of the Father， that means you depart from God。Who knows the will of the Father？ Paul knows the will of the Father， right？ The God of our Father Ananias said to Paul has chosen you so as to know His will, so as to see the righteous one.So as to hear the word from his mouth, and then you preach. Tell other people what you have seen, tell other people what you have heard. I am telling you what I have seen, I'm telling you what I have heard. You can study it at home, and you can prove that I'm wrong. Next Sunday, and we're going to discuss that. Is it fair? Is it fair? This is how we do it. We do our homework, man.And then, right beside 24, you write down, to do the will of God, you will not be destroyed. 所以凡听我者话就去行，听我的话就去行，就 do the will of the Father. 好比一个聪明人把房子盖在石上。雨淋水冲风吹雨打撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。你咪冇去按住咁样做，两下就打低你啦。人哋两句说话，你就跟咗去啦。你仲以为你系信神啦 ？OK？ 再睇26至27节，凡听见我嘅话，要你背十字架，你唔背十字架。好比一个无知嘅人，无知人系咩人啊 ？They don't pay attention to God's word. They say, "Oh no, this is not speaking to me. Is he speaking to us?" That was speaking to us, right? 听见这个话要背十字架，要跟从耶稣，你不去行，就好像把房子盖在沙土上。灾难来到的时候，你就倒塌，你就立刻跌倒。很多人过不到这一关，不是讲笑，是真的。这一关是什么呢？这一关就是 Isaiah, chapter 42, 18 to 25.Plunder 的时间 ,looted 的时间，你失去这些财物的时候，后来再失去生命的时候，你离开神。Who is that guy? Judah. Who is that guy? King Saul. Both of them are Jewish people. Both of them are descendants of Jacob. Both of them are anointed.耶稣有没有高过这些十二个使徒啊？耶稣有没有高过扫罗王啊？藉着撒母耳，全部都是犹太人啊，到最后都不得救。这些圣经你要思想去看看，哇，这样怎么 ?What's going on? What does it mean? Am I part of it? Or do you want to be part of it? Or you want to get rid of it? Right?Think about that. I'm going to stop here. Okay, let you interpret. I'm going to stop here. And then I will continue on 14 again. Could you help me? Because this is so important. Okay? 24, 14. You say that I stop at 13, okay? 24, 13. And I will start 14 again. Okay?
所以我哋要跟随神嘅旨意，好似喺犹大出卖耶稣嗰个犹大，同埋呢个嘅扫罗王，同埋佢哋都系雅各嘅后裔，雅各嘅子孙，佢哋呢啲全部好似呢个扫罗王，佢都系藉着撒母耳嚟到被膏嘅。犹大佢有冇被膏啊？有，因为主耶稣咧，佢都系嚟到祝福佢所有嘅十二个门徒。所以呢啲全部都係猶太人，但係佢哋最終都唔能夠被得救，被到拯救。所以當我哋睇聖經嘅時候，我哋要去思想，我哋要去問我哋自己，究竟發生咩事情？點解呢啲人唔得救呢？成為我哋嘅境界。
God is follower, not the way of God. The follower in verse 9, follower of the high priest, follower of the attorney, Tertullus. They are follower too.The follower of his way. They say, Oh, 我哋咁多 high priest, 咁多 chief priest, 咁多 priest, are they all wrong? Are they all wrong? 唔可以啊，可唔可以啊？ Isaiah 42 是可以的，可以的 right？
所有其他牧师讲都错，不可以啊？可不可以啊？
可以的，不要这么 blind 啊，但都不用 proud， 人家这样窒你的时候你回去再查过是不是错，错就悔改，整本圣经都叫你传什么悔改赦罪那里，你一悔改神就赦免你的罪 right？感谢赞美神啊。Our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks. Your word is so precious. If we don't pay attention, we just listen. We listen with our right ear and then left with our left ear. It won't enter into our heart. Until we study, we meditate, we memorize, we search for it, and then we deliver the message. That will sink into our heart. Then and only then,we know your will. And then only then you appear to us and speak to us. Whether you turn to the left, whether we turn to the right, we hear a voice behind us saying that this is the way. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your precious word. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for rescuing us by helping us to pay close attention to what you have to say.That is exactly why Solomon, after hearing from his father, King David, saying to his descendant, my son, pay attention to my word. Do not forsake the teaching of your mother, because your parents are teaching you the word of God. Lord, help us. As a parent, we have to know God's word. Otherwise, we let you down. So help us, God.We confess before you, we are blind. We was blind, we was dead. We refuse to pay attention to your word. We are proud men too. We think we know your will. We think your will is so simple. We think that we don't need to meditate. Yet your faithful servant, King David, said, only those who love your word and meditate on it day and night, blessed is him.Only those people who meditate on it. Lord, how can we meditate on things that we have even memorized? Help us. Help us to do the first step. Read it, study it, examining, investigate, prove it, and then we memorize it. And then we put what we learn into practice. And help us, God. Fill us with your Holy Spirit so that we not only be able to preach, but to do it.When we do it, do your will, do what you have to say to us. When the storm comes, disaster comes, trouble comes, we still can stand firm. We won't lose our life. We give you thanks. That's exactly how you demonstrate through your servant Luke and demonstrate the life of Paul. He faced all kinds of persecution, yet he stand firm. Yet he preached your word so clearly and so loudly.And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.